Welcome to Lady Rocket Podcast, here with Coach Shannon Hodge, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what's happened over the break, and as we head into the second half, or the second two-thirds of the season, getting ready for that next trip through the district round robin, and we'll start it off with none other than Lyon County on Friday night. Coach Hodge, I know you have a little bit disappointed, maybe would be an understatement, of the way we played against them last time here at Rocket Arena, but now we've got another shot at them. Of course, it's at their place, and they're tough over there.
They are. They always shoot the ball well over there, you know, and they're a solid basketball team in their first five that take the floor. And, you know, we'll have to be playing our A game when we go over there. But I have a lot of confidence in where we've come from the time we played them early in the year to now. I think the girls have gained a lot of confidence in themselves, and I think we'll play well.
Really a good game out here the other night, the win against Hawkins Central. I know you had to been proud of the way the girls played in that game, because they're not a bad team by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they're not. You know, we talked about before the game that they're a team that I think made it maybe to the semifinals of the region last year. Their record really doesn't reflect how they play. If you look at the record right
now, they're 4-10 after
right,
we beat them.
Right, but they've played a lot of teams out of the region and some good teams. Yeah, they're a very physical team, you know, a team that will just take it to the rim on you. And I was pleased in that we made some adjustments as the game went, offensively and defensively, and I thought we executed those things maybe with a little bit – more intensity than we have before, and it was just a good game to get a win, good way to start 2017, and you know, a confidence builder going into Friday night.
Of course, we're 10-3 on the season, 2-1 in the district. Lyon County comes into this game, they're 8-3, they're 8-3, and they were 3-0 in the district on the first trip through. Now we went into Christmas with just one loss, and that was to Lyon County, and we had the second best record in the whole region. And just a couple of games over Christmas, I think, maybe if you had them back, or just, well, I don't know, you're not terribly displeased with the way you played, but
You know,
games could have won, I guess.
I think they were games that we could have won. The first game against Casey County, they're a very good basketball team. You know, we'd come off being off for 5 days, Madison champion. But I do feel like this game we could have won. Came back against Ballard, had a slow start, but finished that game strong, and then played Carlisle, team we'd scrimmaged and had beaten in a scrimmage, and the lid was just on the basket in the second half. We shot 17% to their 60% in the second half. So you don't win many basketball games that way against a decent team, and they're a solid little basketball team. Mm-hmm. So. Disappointing that we came away from that tournament with just one win, but we did get some good competition. I thought the kids grew as a team. I thought we bonded a lot over the break, and I was pleased with that. And I think they felt that as well, and that's carrying over into this new part of the year.
And like you said, you came back, beat Hopkins Central. Now you go to Lyon County, and there's a huge milestone hanging out there, and I think everybody's talking about it under their breath. They don't want to put too much undue pressure on Cassidy Moss, who's your senior playmaker and defender. She does it all, obviously, and has just signed a scholarship to go play at Brescia. But she will have an opportunity here within the next couple of weeks to become the all-time leading scorer in Lady Rocket basketball history. And that's a mouthful. Long storied history. We've had a lot of good teams over the years. But most pressing now is you are number two on the list. and she's 18 points from breaking or passing you on the all-time scoring list. Talk a little bit about how that feels for you going in to be able to coach her, and your record is quite impressive too.
Well, you know, Cassidy is just a solid inside outside, both ends of the floor player, and I couldn't be more proud to coach her and to see her break my record and Jeannie Hinchy's record. Mm-hmm. I think it's a tribute not only to Cassidy but to the kids that she plays with. You know, it is a great thing, and it's going to happen. When it's going to happen, I don't know, but it will happen, barring injury or anything like that. And I couldn't be prouder for Cassidy, because she's a kid that's worked extremely hard, She's very coachable. She's very team-oriented and just an all-around good kid. And so I'm real tickled for her. No, we don't talk about it a whole lot because I don't want her pressured. I don't want the other kids thinking about it, but it'll happen when it does, and it'll be a great thing, a great accomplishment for her. I think it's neat to have a kid that's come through the program that has scored that many points. And again, you know, you don't do that out there by yourself. And something that we've talked about a lot this year with our team is assist to turnover ratio. And I think the kids are really trying not just to get Cassie the ball, but to make better passes to each other. Mm-hmm. And when you have something like that occur on the team, there's had to have been some good teammates out there with you.
No question. And I think they're very unselfish. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think in the past we've talked about how they've looked to Cassidy as the relief valve, just to do it all, to carry the burden. But this year I see more of an unselfishness, but then when Cassidy is either struggling or really matched up against a very tough defender, we're getting some good points out of Madison Champion and Mark Collins, Kiana Nesbitt,
Amanda Lynch. I mean, they're all contributing. And, that's the mark of a team that ought to feel like they can go compete with whoever they play. When you have a prolific scorer like Cassidy and teams start to, to key on her when nobody else looks to or wants to or can put it in the hole, it makes winning hard. But, we've played a couple of teams that have either chased her or double-teamed her, and, the other kids aren't afraid to score. They're not
responding
afraid
to that much better.
They really are. Yeah. They are. And I think that's a lot of that is, Mari, Amanda, Kiana, they've all spent a lot of time working on their shot. It means something to them, and they realize that they're an important part of the scheme of things. And again, we've talked a lot about each of their roles, and we've challenged them to step it up in that scoring category a little bit. And there's not anybody on our team we don't want to shoot the ball when they're open, and there's we don't gear anything specifically toward Cassidy. I mean, we have some quick hitters that we look for her, but not that we don't do that with other kids too. So this is, like you said, a very unselfish team, but a team that, we know that Cassie's our go-to when we have to have something, but others are very capable as well.
And Madison is showing that she can really be a scorer. We knew that, and she scored 17 against Hopkins Central, and when she scores 17 and Cassie gets her 18 or 20, we're tough to beat.
Yeah, and I think we had one other person in double figures that night.
Mari scored 10 or 12 against
And I think this year multiple times we've had two and three and maybe even four people close to the, to the double figure mark. And that's something we hadn't had in a long time.
That's right.
So that makes a huge difference.
And those girls are, like you say, one night it might be Kiana and one night it might be Mari. And then, of course, Amanda, you never know what Amanda's going to do. She's allowed to light it up too for a while. She's a very streaky type player, isn't she?
Sure is.
And then beyond that, I think now you've got the two big girls, Meredith Evans and Nala Woodward, who are kind of come in, play a role under the basket, and give those big girls a break.
They do, and both those young ladies, Meredith and Nala, both have nice 15, 16-foot jump shots. They can both score around the rim. So we don't have people that we put on the floor and have to hide offensively at all. So it's makes coaching very nice.
Right now, Cassidy, as we mentioned, is averaging right at 19 points a game, and Madison is averaging 8. Amanda's almost 9, really. Mm-hmm. And after I don't think these stats I'm looking at include the last game, so she probably is up to around 9. And then Amanda Lynch at 8.3, Kiana 7 points, and Mari pushing 5. So you've got a pretty good balance in that now. As we've said, it was very important coming into this year. And then your rebounding, Cassidy, she leads the team in rebound with 9.
Yeah, and we've really tried this year to match her up with people around the rim because she is such a strong rebounder. I feel like we're a much better defensive rebounding team when we keep her and Kiana around the rim if we're playing man, if we can put them against somebody that's playing down on the floor, so she doesn't have to come so far to get boards. But, you know, Cassie's just got a nose for the ball. That's all there is to it.
And a will to get the ball.
And she does. And, you know, and Kiana's come a long way with that, too. I mean, she led us in rebounding the last game. I think I stated that game last night, and she had double-figure rebounds. She had 11, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's such a strong, big kid, too, that and, you know, when Meredith and Nala have come in and they've played significant minutes, they've both had – have both have good rebounds. Madison usually rebounds well too. So,
I think there's no secret. We're really not a perimeter shooting team, but Cassie is shooting 34% three pointers, and that's pretty good. Now it falls off from there a good bit. But.
Yeah, and you know, the majority of our points do come around the rim, but it's not like we discourage the outside shot, you know. But we really try to work the ball inside, and a lot of that too, we've been able to quite a bit of the time get out and run in transition, which has led us to shooting more around the rim. But Cassie does shoot the ball well. You know, Madison can shoot the ball from the outside. Mari and Amanda too. And I hope as the season continues to go along that our confidence level in our outside shot will grow a little bit, because I don't feel bad in shooting the ball. I don't necessarily want to take that first pass three-point shot, you know, all the time. But if we catch in a rhythm, and a lot of times we've shot the ball better when we've gone inside and come back out, you know. And, again, that's just discipline and maturity, and we're getting better at that too.
You know, and I'm looking here at the three-point shooting statistics. Of course, Cassidy shot 38, and, you know, after that, the Amanda and the Madison have seven apiece. So, so obviously a big disparity there, but – but that, you know, we don't see those 15 footers that they've made either.
Exactly.
You know, that are, and I know both of those, you know, Amanda really is at times a really good 15 foot jump shot.
She sure is. She likes
jump shotter. Is that a word?
Jump shooter. She is. You know, like I said, they've all worked hard on their shooting out of the season. So, you know, hopefully that'll continue to get better as we go on through the year.
Are you seeing anything in the younger girls? I know we've got some really young girls on the bench, as your husband's boys team does too. Anything that you really notice out of these young girls?
Well, I tell you what, you know, we've got three eighth grade girls that are on the varsity bench, three out of 10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't feel bad putting any of those three kids in the game. Nala, of course, has gotten more minutes than Chandler or Matea.
We forget she's in eighth grade.
We do. You know, she played some last year, you know. But as those three, you know, we're just now getting to have those kids with us all the time since the Christmas break, because they just finished their season. And I think as they continue to practice with us on through the year, their comfort level of being out there and their just knowledge of all of our offenses and different things that we're doing will get better. But they are improving daily. We also have got three freshmen and then six other eighth graders that are playing JV. And they play, Shelby Summers has played some JV too. Those kids, you know, they've won two or three JV games and have lost about three JV games by six or less points. Mm-hmm. The night we lost to Hop Central by just two, you know. So all of those kids are improving. They're all very eager to learn, and they're all working hard. So I can't complain at all about the desire to get better of those younger kids. Work hard.
Looking down the schedule, what's to come here in the last 2 months of the season? Every team on here, I can't imagine us not having an opportunity to win. Certainly there's some that are going to be challenges. Webster County's a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Union, but I've seen some of their scores, and I think we can certainly play with them. We have Caldwell again. We have Hopkinsville, who's a pretty good basketball team. You know, then Hopkins Central one more time. But, you know, outside of Lyon County, you know, the rest of these are somewhere close. I mean, we've got a shot. We could run the table.
Well, you know, I don't know if we'll do that or not, but I feel like any game we play, we can compete. And, you know, down the stretch there in February, we do have, at the end of January, we've got Caldwell again, we've got Webster, we've got Union twice, we've got Hoptown on there, got Central Hopkins again, and all of those teams are going to be tough games, you know. And you can't take anybody for granted that you play. You've got to go play every night. That's kind of a neat and scary thing, too, about basketball. You got to go play the game. But, you know, I think we can compete with anybody that we play with. We just have to play well. And I think the girls are finally getting that in their head, that we are a pretty decent basketball team if we just go play like we're capable.
Well, I know last week, and I wrote a little bit about it in a paper this week, is Kevin Patton, who's the longtime sports writer up at the Henderson Gleaner, and he really keeps his finger on the pulse of the region, and he was writing about how Henderson is a really good team this year, probably a favorite. Of course, Hopkinsville's been a little bit of a surprise. Maybe everybody knew they were pretty good, but then I think right now they have the most wins of anybody in the region. But he mentioned Crittenden and Lyon as dark horses. So that's a nice little mention.
It is. It's a nice compliment. You know, we'll hopefully be able to continue having some success and just continue to build on it. You know, we don't ever want to be satisfied with where we are. We always want to try to continue to get better. And like I said, we do a lot of talking about a lot of things. And I think the mindset of the girls are getting to where we need to be able to go out and expect that, expect to compete, and expect to win. I think that's huge.
And I know you're trying to drive that home for the next 36 hours as we go down to Lyon County and play. As
right.
We said, it's a tough place to play, but we know we have a team that can go down there and win that game. And I think it's important that we do.
Oh, it is. It's a huge game. It's the biggest game of the year. And I think we just have to go into the game and just go be aggressive and be, you know, be confident in what we're doing. I think sometimes we kind of try to be hesitant and you know, we fall into the pace of their game, which is to slow it down a little bit. And, you know, we have to play the tempo we want to play and the style that we want to play and be confident. You know, and not get bent out of shape if they hit a three or two here and there, but just to continue to play and play the next play, and I think we'll be fine.
And this is Lyon County's homecoming, for whatever distraction that may be for them, good. And they will play the girls' game second.
Right.
I assume that some of their players may be in the homecoming court and they don't want to mess their hair up.
So I don't
that's
know.
Usually the way
I think so. I don't know. Coach Dean contacted us a while back and asked if we cared to play the second game. So
that's good. It should be a big crowd there, as there would be even if it was the first game. But this is because this is a premier game, and as you said, maybe the most important game to this point. So good luck at Lyon County Friday night, Coach Hodge. Good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.